gentlemen, delegates, I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Barack Obama wants 4 more years. It just becomes official. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing out in those nooks and crannies? You know, it is the year of the jab and the blame game. Romney's campaign says that Obama's speech, well, they haven't kept the promises, or he hasn't kept the promises he made 4 years ago, while the Democrats say, hey, ask Osama bin Laden if he's better off now than 4 years ago. But where is the substance? Where is the content? We want content. I went through a list of everybody that we heard at the conventions, and as you know, I was in Tampa, so you finish off with Barack Obama. Michelle Obama spoke, and Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, who is the mayor of San Diego, and the list goes on and on. Who gave the best speech that made even the most conservative Republican perhaps listen if they're a political person was Bill Clinton. And that's not a surprise. He blows everybody away when he gets on stage. He worked with a lot of Republicans. He talked about working with a lot of Republicans, although he was twisting it and using it to his advantage. So there's a slight difference there. Did Barack Obama hit the mark with statements like, America, our problems can be solved. Our problems can be solved. Yes. If only there were a legislative branch, or was, that would work with this current president, they will not do it. They won't do it on very little subtle things, but nothing of great importance. And this is a problem. How can we solve our problems when we all can't get along, when things are more polarized than ever? How is that going to lift people in a different direction? So here's a couple of things that I took out of the speech. I'm going to just throw them at you so you have them. Catch them if you want them. This is Obama. I won't pretend the path I'm offering is quick or easy. I never have. He told that to the crowd that went crazy at the Time Warner Cable Arena. Remember, that was also a controversy because he didn't go to the stadium. There was rain. He says, you elected me to tell you the truth. The truth is, and it will take more than a few years to solve challenges that have built up for over a decade. And the Achilles heel, the main obstacle to Obama being reelected, let's be honest about it, is the economy. It's sputtering. It's ready to blow up. High unemployment, much higher than the 8.3 they keep pointing to. And when Obama took office, that was a heavy thing. He vowed to get that down and also to push a couple of other things. So in Charlotte, he did the blame game deal when it came to Mitt Romney and said all they have to offer is the same prescriptions that they've had for the last 30 years. Have a surplus. Try a tax cut. Deficit too high. Try another. Feel a cold coming on. Take 2 tax cuts. Roll back some regulations and call us in the morning. He had a couple of real gems that I made sure that I got a hold of when I was sitting there listening. I was scribbling some of them out. I might not be a doctor, but I definitely write like one. Have any friends that write like doctors where you can't really tell what they're trying to tell you? Unfortunately, I admit it. I have that kind of writing. Obama has moved his speech from Bank of America Stadium into the Time Warner Cable Arena. That's what he felt like he had to do. And Republicans said, oh, wait a second, he couldn't fill the other facility. That's why that happened. It sputtered into a bit of a controversy during the day and then went away, as it always does. It doesn't linger, and this was one of those days where it wasn't going to linger. America, our problems can be solved. In the meantime, the sports world loses an innovator. The innovator was Art Modell in Ohio, if you ask people. Certain parts of Ohio ask people about them, and they go wild. They get wild eyes, and man, almost scary looking. I've seen it. On the other hand, from the world of sports, since we've kind of segged into it, and I said innovator and whatnot, Modell, Art Modell, is an innovator. I mean, is an absolute innovator. So when it comes to the NFL, it might have upset a few people, the dog pound, leaving Ohio in the dead of night, all that kind of stuff, but there are other people who praise Art Modell, including Bill Polian, who is a American Football League executive. He was, back in his day, the VP of the Colts and the National Football League from 98 to 2011. So Polian had something to say about Modell dying at the age of 87. And like these presidents or wannabe presidents, everybody's concerned with how they'll look, what the legacy is. And Polian says Modell was no exception, but he talked more about what he takes away from Modell than anything else. Take a listen.
I've heard a definition used frequently where it says a person is a Hall of Famer if you can't write the history of the National Football League without him. You cannot write the history of the National Football League in this, its most glorious time, without prominently mentioning Art Modell. Art Modell did incredible things on a charitable level for the Cleveland community. He is a giant in the history of the National Football League. Along with Wellington Mara, they established the television policy, Pete Rozelle and later on Paul Tagliabue. They established the television policy that we saw come to fruition last night. Well, I was privileged to be in the owners' meetings as an owner's representative for well over 25 years. And because of Art Modell's friendship with my first boss, Ralph Wilson, I got to know him very, 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 very well. I'll remember him as one of the nicest, kindest, and funniest men I've ever met. He had an incredible sense of humor.
All right, so Modell, bad guy, good guy, dead, and a lot of people remembering him, and Bill Polian especially, you could hear what he had to say about Modell. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in on politics or any of the other stuff, by the way, that we maneuver in and out of here on ATN. We got to step aside in a second to pay a few, if you know what I mean. RC, you hang in, buddy. I swear we are heading right to you when we come back in Illinois. He's probably chomping at the bit to get on the air. I mean, just chomping at the bit, let's say. The one of the big stories is the jury convicting Drew Peterson of killing his third wife, much younger. The big scary thing in this, though, is he is convicted. He hasn't been sentenced yet. What happens to him in prison? And then ultimately, hearsay was part of this deal. Hearsay could become a much bigger deal in our court system, civil and criminally. Boy, I'd hate to be convicted on hearsay. 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars by a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
All right, light 'em up, America. Kate Delaney hanging out with all you. I know, it's been a weary couple of weeks, hasn't it been? It's the tail end of the summer dog days. We're done with it. We're into the fall and heading into the tail end of this year. Hard to believe, and we are 2 months away from a very important election. Remember, there's still 33 Senate seats as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266, for those of you numerically challenged, where you have to translate, which would be me, 5283. So 855-266-5283. RC in Illinois, thanks for hanging through. Hey, RC.
Hello, cutie Katie. How are you tonight?
I'm good, buddy. How have you been? We haven't talked to you in a while. So it's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's my pleasure. Anyway, if you close your eyes and you change the voices, the Republicans did a Democratic convention, and the Democrats did a Republican convention.
You know, sort of.
I mean, you just, you know, so you wanted to ask earlier. Old Joe Biden gave probably the best speech I've heard.
You know what, RC? I think Biden gave a great speech. I heard his whole speech. He was a little emotional, too. I thought his speech was good.
No, I thought it was, I mean, there were a lot of good speeches on both sides of the aisles, as they say. But like I said, it's tonight is all this hope and all this other stuff. And the man's done nothing, you know, so... I'm sure that the Republicans have a lot of cannon fire. I just don't want them to pull out a Colt. I want them to pull out a shotgun.
Hey, RC, listen, that's not true that he hasn't done anything, because from the Senate on, he voted present, right?
He did what?
He voted present. So, in other words,
oh, yeah, well,
yeah, I'm present.
I live in Illinois, but I didn't live there when he was up and coming, but... It's hard to be a New Jerseyite and run for national election, because just like Chicago, you've got, let's say you got a lot of oil on you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so.
You got it. You're absolutely right. What else did you want to talk about? The Navy SEAL guy?
Oh, yeah. First off, I tell you what, I used to work in the medical profession. I'm not a doctor, but I'll be glad to do the surgery on this guy.
Here's the thing. I agree with you. I have a husband who was in the Navy, and he said, how do you, and I I know a Navy SEAL, and trust me, he wouldn't tell me half of the things that happened.
Talking about the guy who wants the sex change operation.
Oh, the sex change. Oh, yeah.
Fly me out of there. Won't talk to him about it.
There you go. You'll do the operation, and then taxpayers don't have to pay for it.
Real quick.
That's but good. I thought you meant the Navy SEAL will do an operation on him.
No. I think the man needs to be reprimanded really hard. In my opinion, he's putting lives at risk. Even with the connotation of putting out in the news or in his book how the operation went down. So, you know, I couldn't begrudge a GI for saying something, but when you're in the elite of the elite, in my humble opinion, you can't do that. So I hope they come after him. I don't want him to be crunched, but I think he needs to be severely sat down. And the profits of his book goes to some veterans association. So, and that's the way that goes. Hello.
Tonight, and talking about, as we were just talking about, the situation with the Navy SEAL and the fact that when you are sworn to secrecy, they got us. They heard us talking about it, so they're like, we're going to nip him for a second. You got to stand by that. There are certain things in your life, once you do it, once you swear to that, and of the especially at that level, the things that you see, the things that you're involved in, you know, you agree to that. There has to be some honor. There has to be some honor still left somewhere in a world where everything is revealed, where we live in the Twitter, Instagram, cell phone photography in your face, Facebook, any kind of guerrilla marketing social media that you can imagine, which I'm not saying is terrible, but I'm saying that it's dangerous. It's dangerous to reveal all, to tell how things, in many cases, especially at the level that the SEAL was at and what he was a part of, you just can't do that, man. You just cannot. I just think that to we call it vomiting words, to vomit all those words out there, to put it in a book, even though now he's a former SEAL, he's gonna pay the price. And I think they take it to court. I think that this does go to court. We've seen this in the last couple of years, the amounts of secrets that have been dumped out there. I mean, pretty soon it's just going to be like, you know, hey, we live in a free democracy. This is the price you pay, so nothing's secret anymore. Maybe you get lucky and you have a couple of people who won't reveal the most intimate or most important private details that need to be kept where they are. And maybe you don't get lucky. Maybe you don't get lucky in the heat. And so, you know, go figure. He's going to end up in court. I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned if that doesn't happen. I got to say, for sure. For sure. So here's the thing. Now that the conventions are over and the pressure's off in a way, it's going to be about handicapping what happened. Jon Stewart, who does The Daily Show and certainly has a lot of millennials who pay attention to him, talked about a couple of things, including screwing up the Are We Better Off deal. Did they mess the Are We Better Off deal? Tom is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Tom, we're almost up against it. What say you about all this presidential politics?
I'm sorry, are you talking to John?
Oh, John, I'm sorry. It's a Tom. What's up, John?
Not a lot. I've got all my horses up and fed, and I'm in good shape out here at the farm.
Sweet!
Yeah. I think the Democrats have daggone put Florida in play. I thought Barack Obama had a loss, you know, just because of the urban vote with black and the Hispanic vote, him getting all of that, and also the down in Florida, the Jewish vote usually Democratic, but they blew it with that. Their platform thing where they were engaged in A's and they took them 3 tries.
I know. That was crazy. I know. I think that was one of the most twisted things that happened. I hear the band playing. We are out of time. We're up against it. Thanks for the phone call. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Women, it depends on who you talk to, which convention, who's speaking. And look, we were there in Tampa and we talked to a ton of people. And on this show, we've had many Democratic strategists on and many Republican strategists on. And we keep coming back to that question, what about women and where do they stand politically? So political writer Anita Finley joins us. She is the author of a new book called Dirty Words on Clean Skin, rather. It's number one on Amazon's Women in Politics bestseller list. Congratulations on that. She's in the wings. Anita, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so I want to re-rack this a little bit and say that you were a big supporter of Hillary Clinton's when she made her run in 2008, and I wondered if you got a little bit of a chuckle if you remember, maybe this was a year ago or so, there was a lot of conversation that, you know what, we would have rather had Hillary Clinton as president, a lot of Republicans were saying that, versus Obama. Did you get kind of a little smile out of that? Because that was an interesting headline, I think, for a couple of weeks.
Well, I tell you what, it's been even longer than a couple of weeks, Kate. This has been brewing since 2010, this undercurrent of, gee, we could have had Hillary. And
yeah.
I had to hold myself back from wearing my don't blame me, I voted for Hillary button. But so, I couldn't help my, but I digress. You know, look, I wrote the book because I was never involved in politics. I was always a news junkie.
Yes.
But supporting her candidacy and then seeing the horrible media bias and the disgusting way that she was treated, you know, we acted like it was much more important to discuss ankles and cackles and bourbon shots and bowling scores and strident and vocal quality and her aides need to zap her with an electronic shock collar when she starts to get screechy. That was in the Washington Post, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is the way people were speaking about somebody who was clearly a very prepared candidate and had so much to bring to the table. Whether you agree with her policies or not, nobody can doubt that this is a serious person and a patriot and somebody who's been working on behalf of women and children's development and education and first responders and so on for her whole life. And I just was shocked. And, of course, now you do have, as you say, these self-same pundits who keep on saying, oh, maybe we should have had Hillary, or this is my other favorite, well, she and Biden should swap jobs. So, in other words, you now want her to push President Obama across the finish line, and you didn't have any use for her before and kept trying to shove her off the stage in what was always a razor-close race. You know, they had tried to push her off the stage prematurely. No male candidate had ever received that kind of abuse.
Notice
how close the delegate counts and their popularity vote actually was. So
yeah.
A chuckle doesn't really begin to cover
yeah.
a case.
Yeah, no. You did that well. And I was thinking last night as I was watching Bill Clinton, and he made references to Hillary and the job she's doing, but noticeably absent Hillary Clinton from this convention. Like you say, oh, geez, we really need you, Hillary. Can you come in
now
and help us?
I love it. Halfway around the world in China. You know, and I just, or wherever she happened to be, it's like that Matt Lauer, you know, where is Matt Lauer? It's like, where is Hillary Clinton? She's, as you know, as Secretary of State, she's logged in more miles than any Secretary of State before her, and she has certainly put the agenda of women, since you're talking about where is the importance of women this election, she certainly put the rights of women and children around the world preeminent in her agenda, in addition to all the other fires that she's putting out. And I so appreciate her for doing that. But I think, you know, it was a good excuse. It's like, well, I'm doing my job, and legally she's not supposed to campaign. So I don't want to read too much into this.
Right.
She really isn't supposed to be speaking on behalf of anyone as a diplomat, so that
right.
it is meant to be a bipartisan position.
Yeah, absolutely. The Republicans, Mitt Romney especially, is getting a lot of flack for it. When you look at the polls and where women rate Mitt Romney compared to Barack Obama, so part of what they did in Tampa was, okay, well, you know what? Ann Romney's going to go out there. She gave, I thought, a pretty decent speech, actually.
Yep.
And she said at one point, I love women. And then you had Nikki Haley, who I talked to, the governor of South Carolina, she's a star in the Republican Party anyway and is well-spoken, so she was also someone who gave a speech, and, of course, the former Secretary of State, Condi Rice. So do you think the Republicans are waging war on women, or what do you think?
Well, you know something, the phrase war on women is interesting, and speaking as somebody who's written this book, you know, the whole reason I wrote Dirty Words on Clean Skin was because I think there is a war on women. It's just not the one you're being told it is.
Yeah.
The war on women is waged on both sides. So it's a very convenient piece of campaign rhetoric to say Republicans wage a war on women. There's there's a couple of things to unpack there, if I may. First of all, you know, we're trying to paint Republicans as the party of rich old white men. But they also had Susana Martinez, who is our first Latina governor ever.
Yeah.
And
you're
she
right.
was up there speaking, and Mia Love, who is a black mayor in, I believe it's Saratoga Springs, Utah, who's running for Congress. And there were several speakers, you know, of different ethnicities who were not covered in prime time. They cut away from their coverage. So I thought that was very interesting, that we're not actually representing who the deep bench is, and even Chuck Todd of MSNBC, certainly a fan of President Obama, even he said, gee, it's an envious deep bench that the Republicans are featuring right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not pleased that Democratic Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz denigrated these women as shiny objects. you know, these women have worked hard in their own party, even if you don't agree with their policies. But, you know, they have worked hard to get where they are, and they deserve the same respect. By the same token, it's interesting that Democrats are pushing this whole contraception issue with Sandra Fluke. She got a primetime speaking spot.
Yeah.
And yet Senator Barbara Mikulski, who's been the senator, you know, one of our first female senators, she's been working for us for 25 years. She didn't get a primetime speaking spot. And she had something, I thought she had the most valuable comment of the whole night. She said, every issue is a woman's issue. And I thought that was fabulous. She also said that equal work for equal pay is an all-American issue.
Mm-hmm.
And she was standing there flanked by her 8 female senators, female sister senators, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
didn't get a primetime speaking spot, and yet mm-hmm. Sandra Fluke did. So it just shows you what the politics are, that they're trying to play up the war on women angle with the contraception and this one's policy on abortion versus that. But I think the bigger point here is that women are still not getting fair pay. Women are still being subject to all sorts of violence on a daily basis, and this sort of horrible media bias. So if you want to talk about a war on women, let's talk about that. You
yeah,
see what I mean? It's not just one party.
Why is that? You know what? I think, and so well said, by the way, about the Republican women. I agree. Whether you disagree with the Democratic women or the Republican women or their points of view or how they voted or whatever, depending on what role they have, who cares? As you said, you have to look at what they did to get where they are ultimately.
Right.
And like you said, their bench is, the Republicans' bench is definitely deep. But when it comes to the media, when you, how do you think, because, you know, we talk about media bias all the time and lots of different things. How is it clear that the media is playing a big role in what's going on with women and the way they've covered the conventions and some other things?
Well, as I say, part of it is which women they choose to cover and then who they choose to have commentators talk over so that you don't actually hear what they have to say. That's part of it. As in, and I don't want to go back to 2008, I want to stay with, you know, because we're staying with this topic, but just as an example, you know, if you want to take away from the seriousness of a woman or woman candidate, the way they do it is a woman gets 3 times more coverage on her physical appearance than her male counterpart. And it's also been proven that a man gets 68% more coverage on the issues than a female. Now, no woman gets out there running on her hairdo. She's trying to talk about her platform just like the guys are.
Sure.
But if you're talking about her as she's some sort of a model, or her behind is too big, or her ankles, or her hair is bad, or her wardrobe, or what have you, automatically you are making her into less of a player. You are making her into an object.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the way this plays out. And also, what I realized from my own research is that the media has a narrative, and it is very loath to get off of that train once they get on it. And so they put forth that narrative with every story they report. They just
sure.
keep going in the same direction.
Sure. It's sort of like, especially there's differences between blogging and television and radio and a talk show host versus a columnist and whatnot, as you know. But
mm-hmm.
I find what's really interesting, since I've been in the business, and I'd love to get your point of view on this, sometimes it's though there's one thread, and whatever the controversy sells, so we're going down that path. We're like lemmings, and we're all going to be there.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is. And I, you know what I think? I think one of the things that really destroyed us as far as the news is concerned is when the news left being a public service and has been folded under the entertainment umbrella. You got to sell copy. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And everything is a duel to the death, and everything is sensationalized. And I think that also hurts us. And I, you know, once somebody gets a hold of a story, then they want to jump on it, and they don't have enough news, so then opinion masquerades as fact. And I think that's the second leg of this, is that the 24-hour news cycle kills us too, because they have to keep on adding opinion and layering speculation on top of what the real story is.
Satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand, child.
If you didn't catch a flick over the Labor Day holiday, maybe this week will be the weekend that you decide, I'm going to go chillax and check out some of what's being offered. Comedies are still in high demand. We're going to talk about one of them that'll be similar to Bridesmaid, although a little bit raunchier. First up, though, I like the concept of this movie. Wonder how it'll play out on the big screen. It's called The Words.
Story. Very good story. You want to hear it? There he is. Dumb kid wondering what the future held. He wanted to be a writer, but the words just wouldn't come.
Maybe now this should be a hobby, just until you get your feet on the ground.
Dad, it doesn't work like that. I gotta pay my dues.
No, I gotta pay your dues.
You gotta start taking responsibility for your life.
All of a sudden, there she was. For the first time, he saw a world that was bigger than the one he'd been born into.
Okay, I gotta finish this.
Fine. We are missing out.
Finished.
That was his moment.
Now, tell me the truth. What really happened?
Nature of the publishing business right now, I don't know how to publish a book like this.
What once was his whole world suddenly seemed small.
We don't have any money.
Shh.
I'm not who I thought I was. And I'm terrified that I never will be.
He knew the life he wanted. He knew what he had to do to get it.
It's so different from anything you've ever done before.
I have to tell you something.
Wait, not over yet. This is where it really gets interesting.
See, there you go again. The writers, the words, mix it all up, and some pretty decent names in this one. It's done pretty well with the critics, which means really nothing, right? It's like I used to look at Rotten Tomatoes and decide whether or not this was something I wanted to see. And half the time they were right and half the time they were wrong. How about this one? Cold Light of the Day.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, Dad.
I just want to say how happy I am that we're all finally together around the table again.
Family.
Family.
Going into town. Anybody need anything?
Hurry back, Will!
Mom? Dad?
Please, you gotta help me. Something's happened to my family.
Take it to the boat.
Will, can I call you Will?
How do you know my name?
Your mother told me.
Hey, let me go!
What the hell is going on here?
I owe you an explanation. You know I work for the government. You're a business consultant, right? That's not the job I do at the embassy.
You're CIA.
How could you not tell me this?
No!
You have less than 21 hours.
Who the hell are you?
Briefcase or your family's dead.
Will, I work with your father. He took something.
You mean the briefcase?
You give me what I need, I will help you get your family back.
I don't believe you.
You have no money. You don't know the language. You don't know this city.
I'm not leaving this country without my family.
You're scared, and scared people holding guns in my face, that scares me.
Well, this is going to be a nerve-wracking conversation. Wherever you go, I'm going to be hunting you. You set me up?
Did I set you up?
Did you set me up?
Who are you people? Tell me!
What do you do?
Business consultant.
Like father, like son.
This one actually looks pretty good. Bruce Willis is in this movie. Sigourney Weaver's in the movie. Henry Cavill is in this movie as the main character. I like action adventure. There's something about it, right? PG-13, 1 hour, 33 minutes, so it won't kill us to be in a theater that long. And it's the story of a guy who goes to Spain for a vacation with his family, but everything gets turned upside down, discombobulated with the family, is kidnapped by agents, intelligence agents, who want to recover this so-called briefcase. The Bachelorette has nothing to do with action and adventure, but certainly some drama involved. Take a listen to this.
You don't even know my day right now. I was having lunch with Becky.
So, I have some news. Dale asked me to marry him.
That's insane. You know, we're all going to have to be in this wedding now.
Silver lining. We're going to get to throw a bachelorette party. We're going to get to dress up and be cool. It's going to be just like prom.
We're having ice cream in our suite after the rehearsal dinner.
And then we're going to party, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just that I'm not a big partier anymore.
I'm so glad you're here.
You two know each other from
high school.
Since I was your age.
All right, I'm going to go sit down.
Becky and Dale.
Becky and Dale.
Look at these people. It's like a Jane Austen novel on crack.
Yo, Becky.
Say what?
You getting married.
Magic. Can Jenna sing a little?
Oh, my God.
Tell me she can still wear that. There's got to be something you can do here.
This is housekeeping. Not Project Runway.
What do you call a bachelorette party without a bride?
Friday.
Busted. It's like you guys caught us en route to a gentleman's club.
Are you sure you're going to get in? Because I don't see any gentlemen here.
Relax.
What am I doing? All right, I like to see you man up.
That's the best night of my life, you guys.
I just want to give you what you want.
What I want?
You want someone to put you in your place.
Come here.
I really hate weddings. I'm missing Katie and Jenna. Yes, we found Katie.
I hate you!
I'm gonna walk in and wear my pajamas like a Michael Jackson.
All right, I think it's pretty self-explanatory what you get there. And Kirsten Dunst is the lead character in this one. It's definitely rated R, guys. It's a girls' night out. I don't see many of the men in this audience wanting to go and see it. Isla Fisher's also in it, but you get the premise here. It's like girls will be bad, almost like boys will be bad when they're celebrating. And that's what that movie's about, kind of a different version of Bridesmaid. I think the first one that I talked about, The Words, looked pretty good. And you have Bradley Cooper in it and Jeremy Irons and Dennis Quaid is in it. And Zoe Saldana's in it. You remember her from Avatar. And the idea that you have this writer and he's trying to do the American novel, the next great American novel, and his past catching up with him and that kind of thing could be kind of interesting. But definitely, if I was going to the movies, you know what would win out for me. The Cold Light of Day. That looks the best on the big screen. I think it would play out the best. Thanks so much to all of you who called the show and sent us your emails as well. What a week it was. Don't forget about Nail the Score coming up next week. Thanks so much for Donovan Madsen for his help on the technicals, for Mahalo the intern. Take care and rock and roll over the weekend.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.